You're tuning into the deep dive because you want to cut through the noise and get the crucial information you need fast.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're laser focused on something that's, well, top of mind for a lot of business owners, how to really make LinkedIn work for them.
Yeah.
Specifically, when it comes to getting leads and actually turning those leads into paying customers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We've been looking at a pretty insightful piece by Chris Bradley on LinkedIn campaign management.
Right.
And our goal today is really to unpack it for you.
Yeah.
Make it not just informative, but genuinely actionable.
Think of this as your shortcut, maybe, to understanding how to leverage LinkedIn for real business growth.
That's the idea.
So our mission for this deep dive is simple. We want you to walk away with a clear, practical understanding of how to run effective LinkedIn campaigns.
Yep. Break it down.
We're going to tackle three core areas that Chris outlines. First, actually creating those campaigns.
This setup.
Second, making sure you're targeting exactly the right audience, which is key. And third, the all-important step, converting those connections into actual paying customers.
Bringing it home.
Okay, let's dive right into creating a campaign. The very first thing Chris points out, and it seems obvious but maybe isn't always done, is defining your objectives.
Oh, absolutely. It's like setting sail without a compass.
You know,
you need to be really clear on what you actually want to achieve. Is it brand awareness you're after?
Or maybe generating leads for the sales team.
Right, like a specific number of qualified leads. Or maybe it's about driving direct sales right there on the platform.
So the objective really drives everything else.
Completely. It dictates every other choice you make in the campaign.
That makes total sense. You wouldn't start building a house without blueprints, would you?
Exactly.
And following on from that, once you know what you want to achieve, the article really emphasizes understanding who you're trying to reach.
Yes. Who are these people?
Yeah.
What content is actually going to grab their attention? What problems do they have?
What keeps them up at night, basically?
Yeah. And it's fascinating how directly your objective links to their specific needs. Let's say your goal is leads for new project management software.
Okay.
Aimed at small construction businesses. The stuff that grabs a site foreman dealing with scheduling nightmares.
Right.
Is going to be totally different from what interests the business owner, who's probably thinking more about profit margins and efficiency.
Different pain points entirely.
Absolutely key to understand those distinctions if you want your content to actually land.
And Chris introduces a really helpful framework here, the buyer's journey.
Mm-hmm.
That idea of awareness, consideration, and then decision. It's a good reminder that not everyone's at the same point.
Precisely. Someone in that awareness stage, they're just figuring out they even have a problem.
Like, my projects keep running over budget.
Exactly. And hitting them with a hard sales pitch right then, it's probably just going to bounce off.
Yeah, too soon.
What they need is, well, informative content. Something that helps them understand the problem itself better.
Like maybe a blog post. Top three reasons construction projects exceed budget or something.
Perfect example. Educational. Value first.
Okay, so that's awareness. Then they move into consideration. They know the problem. Now they're looking for solutions.
Right. And that's where your content needs to shift. Now you start showcasing how your thing can help.
This is where case studies could come in.
Exactly. Show them how other similar companies used your software and got results. Or maybe offer a checklist, a short video, highlighting a key feature.
Something persuasive, highlighting benefits.
You're building the case now for why your solution is a strong contender.
And then finally, the decision stage. They're comparing. They're almost there.
Yep. Now you want to make it super easy for them to take that final step.
So clear calls to action.
Absolutely. Request a demo. Get a free quote. Maybe even a limited time offer.
Testimonials could be good here too, right? For that final push.
Incredibly powerful at this stage. That social proof can make all the difference.
Okay, great. So objective set, audience understood, content mapped to the journey. Now, how do we actually get this stuff seen on LinkedIn? Chris talks about organic and paid. Let's start organic.
Okay. Organic methods are basically about building your presence and offering value consistently without paying directly for the reach.
So posting updates, engaging with people.
Exactly. Regular, insightful updates on your profile, interacting with your network, and participating in relevant LinkedIn groups is another big one.
Ah, groups. Good way to find a targeted audience.
Definitely. Share valuable stuff, join discussions, position yourself as someone knowledgeable in that space.
And Chris also mentions writing LinkedIn Pulse articles. How's that different from just a regular post?
Good question. Pulse articles are for longer form content, think blog posts, but hosted right there on LinkedIn.
So you can go deeper on a topic.
Yeah, establish yourself more as a thought leader. They tend to stick around longer than feed updates and can reach people beyond your immediate network too, through discovery features.
Whereas regular posts are more for quick updates, news, sparking chat within your network.
You got it.
Okay, organic is about consistent value and relationship building. Now, the paid side. Sponsored updates and LinkedIn ads. What's the main difference?
So sponsored updates are basically your normal LinkedIn posts, text, images, whatever, that you pay to boost to a wider targeted audience.
So people beyond your connections see them.
Right. And they look pretty natural in the feed, like organic posts.
Okay. And LinkedIn ads.
LinkedIn ads offer a more, let's say, robust set of tools.
Yeah.
More ad formats, text ads in the sidebar, video ads, those lead gen forms that pop up.
Ah, the lead forms. We'll get to those.
Yeah. And generally more granular targeting options.
So when would you use which?
You might use sponsored updates to just amplify a really good organic post that's already doing well, get more eyeballs on it.
Makes sense.
LinkedIn ads are often better for very specific goals, like a dedicated lead generation push where you need that super precise targeting and maybe specific ad formats.
Got it. Sponsored updates for boosting, LinkedIn ads for more dedicated, targeted campaigns. Okay, we've created the campaign, got the content strategy. Now, targeting, making sure the right people see it.
Absolutely critical, like Chris points out.
Yeah.
And it loops right back to understanding who they are and where they are in that buyer's journey.
So the journey stage affects targeting too.
Definitely. If you're just building initial awareness for something new, your targeting might be a bit broader. Maybe professionals in a certain industry, certain job functions.
Like our earlier example, launching a cybersecurity service for small law firms. You might start by targeting legal professionals generally.
Exactly. But as they move into considering solutions, you want to narrow that down.
And this is where LinkedIn's filters come in handy.
Oh, yeah. They're incredibly powerful. Beyond just industry and job function, you can get really specific.
The article mentions location, job title, company size. Why are those so key?
Well, location is obvious if you're geographically limited. No point showing ads in London if you only work in Leeds. Yeah. Job title lets you reach the people with the right responsibilities, the decision makers potentially. Selling HR software, target HR managers, directors, VPs.
Makes sense. And company size.
Huge factor. Startups' needs and budget are way different from a massive corporation's.
And LinkedIn lets you get really detailed with these.
Amazingly detailed. Specific titles, seniority levels, skills listed on profiles, company industries. The list goes on.
Wow. So you could actually target, say, marketing managers at mid-sized tech companies in Manchester who list marketing automation as a skill.
You absolutely could. That level of precision is what makes LinkedIn so potent, especially for B2B.
Yeah, you're really stacking the odds that the right people see your stuff.
Precisely. You dramatically increase the likelihood your content resonates because it's hitting the right audience.
Okay, campaigns targeted, reaching the right pros. Now, the moment of truth, turning that engagement into actual business. Conversion. Chris outlines three methods. Let's start with personal messages.
Right, this is the direct one-to-one approach. Someone engages, visits your profile, fix the bill.
Mm-hmm.
You reach out with a personalized direct message.
But, and this seems like it has to be genuinely personal.
A crucial point Chris makes, that generic, automated, thanks for connecting, let's chat message, it just doesn't work anymore. People see right through it.
Totally. It feels like spam. So how do you make personal messages actually effective for conversion?
It's about showing you've done your homework, even just a little bit. Look at their profile.
Kind of something specific.
Yeah. Reference a post they shared, a comment they made, mention a mutual connection, maybe point out a challenge their company might face based on their profile, then subtly link it to how you might help.
So start a conversation, not a sales pitch.
Exactly. It's about dialogue first. Even for a busy small business owner, a short, tailored message referencing something specific feels way more valuable than a blast to hundreds.
That human touch even scaled a bit. Okay, second method. In-mail ads. These let you message people you're not connected to.
That's right. It opens up a much wider potential audience within your target demographics.
But I guess the bar is higher then, since you're messaging someone cold.
Definitely. Right. Because you're outside that connection context, your in-mail needs to be super relevant, concise, and offer clear value immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise.
Ignored or marked as spam?
Pretty much. It can feel intrusive if it's not done well.
So what works well in in-mail for conversion? What kind of value?
Often it's something tangible. an invite to an exclusive webinar, maybe. A link to a really high-value report or ebook behind a gate.
Gated content, yeah.
Or maybe a personalized offer based on their industry or role.
Yeah.
You have to answer that, what's in it for me? So say, question instantly.
Right, get straight to the point. And the third method Chris discusses is lead forms. These sound efficient.
They really are. You can attach these forms to your sponsored content or even feature them on your company page.
And the user fills them out right there on LinkedIn.
Exactly. They click the call to action, like download now or learn more, and a form pops up. Often it's pre-filled with their LinkedIn profile, info, name, company, email.
Ah, pre-filled. That removes a ton of friction.
Huge difference. They don't have to go to another website, type everything in again.
Much higher chance they'll complete it.
Absolutely. It makes capturing that contact info incredibly seamless. So yeah, lead forms are a very effective tool for generating qualified leads directly within the platform.
Okay, wow. So let's recap quickly. We've covered setting objectives, understanding the buyer's journey,
creating the right content for each stage,
using both organic methods like posts and pulse, and paid methods like sponsored updates and ads,
then nailing the targeting using LinkedIn's filters, location, title, company size, skills,
and finally, those conversion tactics. Genuinely personal messages, strategic email ads, and those handy lead forms.
And when you put all those pieces together strategically,
yeah,
LinkedIn stops being just a place to list your job history.
Yeah, it becomes a real engine for growth.
It really can be. It's about knowing that audience inside out, giving them value consistently, and then making it really easy for them to take the next step with you.
Absolutely. As Chris Bradley's article really highlights, a well-planned, well-executed LinkedIn campaign can seriously move the needle for reaching, engaging, and converting the right audience.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, the listener, as you think about your own business goals, maybe consider this. Which of these strategies we talked about today feels like it could have the biggest impact for your specific situation?
Yeah, what fits your goals and your audience best?
Is it refining your targeting, trying out lead forms, getting more personal with outreach? What's one concrete step you could maybe explore or even implement this week based on what we've discussed?
Good challenge.
Something to chew on. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.